was drifting through the backyard. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? I am your host, Peter Tarenti. Once again, I'm joined with Will.
Yeah, I'm Will.
And we're going to be playing some songs from artists such as Churches, 21 Pilots, Marshmallow, and more. I hope you enjoy them. And the first song we're going to play is Clear by Pusher. That was Clear by Pusher. Next up, we have a Churches song. We all know how much Will loves Churches.
Yes, I enjoy Churches very much, Peter.
I don't actually know if he really likes Churches.
I do like Churches.
We've kind of made a joke out of this.
How dare you? How dare you insult my love of Churches? The Bones of What You Believe, great album.
Yeah.
Ow, Jordan flicked me.
That's unfortunate. But we're going to go into the next song, Gun by Churches. It's a good song. I enjoy it. I hope you do too. Here we go. That was Gun by Churches. We have another song coming up. Heathens by 21 Pilots. This is a very popular song. It's pretty high up on the Billboard charts. What do you think of the song, Will?
I think it's a good song, Peter. You're my friend, and you are certainly a heathen, so it's quite accurate.
All right. Jordan's dying. But we're going to play the song. Hopefully Jordan survives to do some PSAs today. But here we go.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any
So that's a pretty popular song. And next up, we have some more songs coming, but we have to do a PSA, so we're going to go to Jordan for that.
There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. Public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome, Peter.
Next up, we have From Here by Louis the Child. Louis the Child has other popular songs. This isn't really a popular song, but he has other songs that are popular that you might know, such as Weekend or... yeah, so we're going to play the song. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. That was From Here by Lucy Child. Next up, we have a song by Porter Robinson called Sad Machine. But it's remixed by Kid. But this song, he just came out with this a few days ago. Not Porter Robinson, but Kid just remixed this song like yesterday or 2 days ago or something like that. Will, have you heard of this song before? Not the remix, but the original?
No, I don't believe I have.
Because I know Jordan really likes Porter Robinson, so he is going to approve of this song.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So we'll see if you like him after this. Maybe you can go look some of his other songs up.
Maybe.
All right.
Is anyone there? Hi.
that was a good song. What do you think now that you've heard the song?
Well, you know, this isn't the type of music that I would that I'm normally all that into, but I thought it was an enjoyable song, Peter. Like,
I enjoyed it. I respect that. Up next, we have another similar song, but we're gonna go to Jordan for another PSA first.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply cannot afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome, Peter.
Up next, we have Marshmello's new song. It's his first song, actually, on Owsla. He recently signed on Skrillex's label. And the song is kind of a different direction than what Marshmello's older stuff sounds like. But I like it, personally. And I guess we'll see if you like it, too.
Found me right next to you. Oh yeah, you're something different.
So that was Marshmello's song, Ritual. I like it. I don't know if you like it.
I enjoy marshmallows, you know?
Yeah.
And hot chocolate.
Put them in s'mores. Yeah, they're good.
Jordan flicked me again.
Well, that's because you said something stupid, probably. The next song we have coming up is by Mark Johns, called Wait Till Tomorrow. We'll have to wait till tomorrow to figure out who wins this election, sadly.
No.
Not all the way till tomorrow, but we have to wait through most of the day.
Unfortunately. Which means the world could very well end tomorrow.
Yeah. Still. So maybe we can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So remember to go vote. Go vote for whoever you want to vote for. Have fun with that.
Yeah. Do that.
Doesn't matter who you vote for. Just vote. Yeah. Kind of matters who you vote for, but I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. But
we're not going to tell you who to vote for.
Just go vote if you can. This song is, I like it. This song came out on the Molino EP. Mark Johns came out with. She came out with this a few days ago, I think. It's really good. I like it. Hopefully you like it too. Enjoy.
We keep moving, but we're in the same place. Night is over and we're talking about this again. Won't be long before a little too late. Let's turn the lights out. Why do we keep running circles round but when we could be sleeping in it instead? Tired of fighting, let me rest my head. Let's turn the lights out. I wish upon a star while we were right along the edge of taking it too far. Let's stop before we both regret. Is that we can't take back what we said. Won't be long before it gets to my head. Let's turn the lights out. My body's tired and my heart is fed up. I can't work a solid anymore. I'm tired of fighting, let me rest my head. Let's turn the lights out. I wish upon a star while we walk right along. Too far. Let's stop before we both regret.
We may have to wait till tomorrow for this election to be over, but we don't have to wait till tomorrow for another PSA from Jordan.
Oh boy.
Jordan, PSA please.
Today nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome, Peter.
This next song coming up is called Way Up. I think it's kind of older. Most of the songs I play like usually like came out recently, but this song isn't. But I found it on SoundCloud the other day, and I think it sounds cool, so I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it.
You take me way up high, up in the sky, sitting on the clouds, watching planes fly by. I wouldn't mind never coming down, just wasting my time with you. With you. You take me way up.
What do you think of that song, Will?
It was pretty good. It had the Vibra Slap. I haven't heard that one since Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool instrument.
The next song we have is Leave This Place. Something some people might want to do.
Yes.
Some people.
I know I'll be going to Canada. I don't know if you're coming with me, Peter.
But. Yeah. So that song was Leave This Place. It was a pretty good song. I like it.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you mind?
Yeah.
When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome, Peter.
Up next, we have Pieces of You by Soliro. And this song is good, I guess. I like it. I found it yesterday.
A little bit, Peter?
I've known about the artist for a while, but I just went back and looked at him yesterday.
Cool.
So, hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Up next, we have Drive by Jywolf. This is a good song off Jywolf's new album he's coming out with. It's not out yet, but he released the song before he's releasing the album.
Feels so good.
Up next, we have the new song by Grime featuring Whatso Not and Skrillex called Waiting. The song came out last week, I think. And, yeah. And that's the last song for today. But before we finish, we have one last announcement from Jordan.
All right. This is for all you moviegoers out there. You ever go into the movie theaters? It's like, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. It could be in the winter. It could be in the summer. Every time you go in there, no matter what movie you're going to see, it's always cold whenever you go into the theater. It's always cold in the theater. Yeah. No matter what theater you go in, it's always cold. I'm gonna tell you this. This is my advice. Always bring a blanket to the movie theater. Because if you bring a blanket to the movie theater, you can hide your snacks in there. You can hide your popcorn in there. You don't need to buy no movie theater popcorn. You can hide everything you want in there. And you can just cover yourself up so it's not as cold. And also, to movie theaters, it needs to be warmer in the theater. I've had enough. I can't handle it. I'm in a sweatshirt. I'm in jeans. It's still too cold. It's the middle of winter and I go to the movies and it's cold. What is wrong with you? Turn the heat on. The cold is unnecessary. Thank you.
Do you think they should sell blankets at the movie theaters?
No.
They'd be way overpriced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you think they should hand out complimentary blankets to the movie theaters?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a done deal.
Or I think it would just be cheaper to turn the heat on.
I don't think so.
Not for them. Not now.
Not yet anyway. It's too late for them.
All right, thank you. Once again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was What's a Genre. I'm your host, Peter Torrenti. And I'll be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with new music with Will and Jordan, hopefully. Thanks for listening.